Aval.
You permission. Qu'est-ce qui se passe là? Parchat témoin de Torah Stantz. Teshem Tov Moshe Titel Aaron. Moi, la film de Aaron, à Matale. Tell the Kohanim. Says the Gemara, it's the only time in the Torah that Hashem told Moshe that the elderly should warn the little guys. So the Gemara, we're talking about the Kohanim and not allowed to go to cemetery. You can touch the person. How about a child under 13? It really doesn't have to keep Shabbat. It doesn't have to do anything. It's a special mitzvah of Chachamim, maybe, according to Hashem, maybe, that you have to teach your children underage. But it doesn't say this in the Torah. It really, it says clearly in the Torah, it's the only time it's clearly here. It doesn't say just to keep it, it says to warn them. The language that Gemara uses, Hashem told Moshe, go warn the Kohanim, to go tell the Kohanim, sorry, to warn the children. They cannot go to cemetery. How old is the child? 6 years old, maybe 5. You have to warn him, don't go to cemetery. So what is it? He doesn't have to keep Shabbat. He doesn't do any mitzvot until Bar Mitzvah. Nevertheless, as a small one, you have to make sure it doesn't go to cemetery, doesn't touch that person. Very strange thing. And the Torah goes on. And the Torah says, Moshe told the Kohanim, to serve Hashem, you cannot have any blemish. What blemish? So you think blemish means, you know, it's missing a limb or something broken. It's true. The Torah says, yeah, that's also true. How about he has some pimples, some pus? So, what's wrong? So he has a bandit. He does not have a bandit in Betamikdash. But he doesn't have the bandit. Can't walk in Betamikdash. So what's the problem now? Why can't he walk in Betamikdash? He can. He may say Bikat Kohanim. He may eat from the holy sacrifices. But he cannot serve Hashem. When he can serve Hashem, what's wrong? Holy, holy man. So something happened to him, okay? He got something, you know. He has a cyst. He has a little corn on his foot. So? He can't walk in Betamikdash. It's so strict. The Mishnah tells us. Masechet Midot. They used to have, like, Bedin Kohanim. Used to screen every Kohen. Every morning, before Beit HaMikdash was open, he used to screen the Kohanim to check them. And not that to check blemish, to check them, the roots. Who is your father, your grandfather, your mother, your grandmother? Try to figure out who you're from. And the Mishnah tells us that the Kohanim that After the screening or after trying to find the roots, they won't qualify to work in Beit HaMikdash. He used to wear black clothing, like coming from a funeral. Possible explanation means he wants to work in Beit HaMikdash now. Maybe that's what it means. Simple explanation is you read the Mishnah. It says in the Halacha and the Rambam. That's what it means. I'd like to work in Beit HaMikdash and I was not qualified. So if, again, they found him, they didn't qualify because of his roots. So then he used to, like, mourn. And the opposite. If Baruch Hashem was qualified, every morning was the same situation, same thing. And say, okay, you qualify, go in. So again, mainly because his roots were found good roots, no divorcee or or convert in the family, then they used to make a holiday. Mishte, Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem. Again, similar explanation is Baruch Hashem, maybe it's maybe, similar explanation. It's just me. Then come the Torah and said also the sacrifices and not to have any blemish. Again. What blemish? What? Well, you know, missing, she can't see them, she cannot see well in one eye. Okay, so, it's not, I don't say, it's not nice, okay, I understand. But how far it goes, says the Gemara, that if the animal has like a split, like a cut on the lip, you can't sacrifice it. Actually, the Mikdash was destroyed because somebody brought a sacrifice to the Tamigdash and he made so-called a cut on the lip, on the lips of the animal, and he didn't want to sacrifice it, and it came from Rome, and they went and told the Romans, the Jewish people did not want to sacrifice it, and the Romans came and destroyed the Tamigdash because of that. I said, what's the problem? The animal has a little cut, so what's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? Doesn't miss anything. Baruch Hashem sees in the eyes, everything. There's a cut. So what? There's a cut. So what? At the end of the parasha, there's an episode, there's a story that somebody came and a fight with somebody and then he cursed and they brought him to Moshe. And Moshe did not know what to do with him and Hashem told Moshe, listen, you got to stone him, you got to kill him. Yeah, it's a story in the Torah. The Gemara says, well, Moshe did not learn it. I mean, Tom Nuzel said, Moshe did not learn it in Shamayim. What's this halacha is? Just to wait here. Of course, there's explanation. I said, what's the secret behind it? Why Torah is not a storybook? Why Torah has to tell you that? Torah wants to tell us the punishment. Now, while the Torah is telling us this episode that somebody cursed somebody with Hashem's name. And Moshe asked Hashem, so what do we do with this man? And Moshe said, stone him. Out of nowhere, in the text, the Torah says, okay, I should tell you something. If somebody hurt an animal, he has to pay. If somebody hurt a person, he has to pay. If somebody killed a person, listen, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu one question. What to do with this person that cursed with Hashem's name? The answer should be, to stone him. In the meantime, the text, few sentences, not one sentence, Torah says, somebody did the blemish to an animal, he has to pay. He killed the animal, he has to pay for the animal. He did a blemish to a person. I didn't ask you any of these things. What is this doing anything? By the way, it's not the place over here. This should have been in Parshat Mishpatim, if you remember. And Moshe came down from Shamayim, he told us, Parshat Mishpatim, we learn in Shamayim, but then it talks about all this thing. You're allowed to do it, not to know. Parshat Noach also, Torah already hinted. What has to do with it? Again, the Zohar says, the Chas Shalom to take the Torah as a story, and here the story so-called gets us to different episodes, different situations, it's not to do with this thing. Of course, tomorrow night is like Ba'omer, I'm sure Bar Yochai. So the way the Gemara tells us the story about Avshim Bar Yochai, it was a meeting of Chachamim after the Romans destroyed Eretz Yisrael Beit HaMikdash, and the Romans started to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. So it's very echo situation. Why are they doing it? So Rabbi Yehuda opened up the meeting in Yavne and he said, well, look at the Romans now, Baruch Hashem, they're fixing Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what's the Baruch Hashem, I don't know what he meant. I don't know what he said. I really don't know what was this meeting about, talking about the Romans. In the meantime, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in the meeting and he said, well, whatever the Romans do is for themselves. They fix everything because they want to take tolls. They do markets because they want to do sins over there. So the whole thing is shake up. There was one Jewish guy over there. He heard it. And he went to the Romans and he told them, look, it was the meeting of the Chachamim, the big Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you are good people. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, you are bad people. So So the Romans put a horn on Avshalom Bar Yochai. So Gemara says, first he took his son Elazar and he went and studied in Shul and he hid in the Shul, in Bet Knesset. Then one day he told his son, look, the Romans might come to the house where we used to live, and the ladies are very light-headed, he said. They're gonna force her to say where we are, and we better run away. So they ran away. They hid in the cave. Says the Gemara, Hashem made a miracle, that next to the cave was the baksa tree and a little spring. What are they going to eat now? Nothing else. And says the Gemara, that Friday, that tree, instead of to bring out baksa, is to bring dates. It's a miracle. The whole thing is a miracle. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, I'm sure Bar Yochai figured out, or maybe after a certain time, figured out that he's not coming out so fast out. He has a warning against him. Maybe in Beruach Kodesh he knew too. And they didn't bring any suitcases with them. And they had only one pair of garment. If they're going to wear it now for the next, it's going to be there for 12 years. So it's going to get worn, and I get what to wear. So therefore, they both dug a hole, a pit in the cave, can you imagine? Used to go inside, cover themselves up to the neck, and then time to pray to daven, they used to get up, dip themselves in the spring over there, get dressed. I don't know if they had towels or what. And then the daven, then again, take the clothing off, go into this. Put 12 years like this. This is because who made them a miracle with the food, with the drink, a baksa tree, and a spring. So Hashem could have made miracle with the clothing. Likewise, the Gemara says, the Torah says, in the desert, people wore the same clothing 40 years. Didn't have to give it to a laundromat. Nobody washed it. Hashem made a miracle. Whatever Hashem made of it. She made a miracle. She gave us food in the desert, gave us drink, gave us water, and gave us clothing, the same clothing. Nevertheless, can you imagine such a thing for 12 years? Buried themselves into the ground. Why? Why did Hashem do such a thing? This is one story in the Gemara. Prior to that story, the Gemara tells a story. The president of Israel at the time was Rabban Gamliel, after the destruction of the Second Beit HaMikdash. And was Chachamim debating a lot of halachot. One of the halachot was if you have to pray Arbit. So the Gemara says first Arbit was just an option. He didn't have to do Arbit. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai went and asked one rabbi, Rabbi Yoshua, Arbit is an option or is it mandatory? You have to do it. So he said one thing. Then he went to Rabban Gamliel, the president, and asked him, Arbit is an option or you have to do it? He said something else. I said, really? I asked another rabbi. He told me the opposite of what you say. I said, oh yeah? There was another time, another episode. Then the Gemara says he called him up. He called him up. As the person called Rabbi Yeshua, I said, hey, tell me, what's the halacha? So this is his opinion. He said, he didn't say his opinion. He said opinion of Gamliel. He was afraid to tell him. I said, oh yeah? You said to somebody else opposite? Or maybe he's starting a commotion and a machloket and another machloket about the Rosh Chodesh. And then Am Yisrael was upset and the people were upset and so-called impeached The president, the president of Israel, Gamliel, can you imagine his name is in the first Mishnah in Brachot? And then they put somebody else, put Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and then later they regretted it, and they put him back. And the whole Gemara in Maaseret Brachot, page 27, if you have a Gemara at home. And so Rashi wrote the story in the Gemara, and says, Gemara is not a story. It says, what this story of the Gemara? And not only that, you didn't have to say the name. When the Gemara started the story, the Gemara doesn't say who the guy was. It says, one guy went and asked Rabbi Yeshua first, what's the halacha? They went to Gamliel. At the end, after the Gemara, the whole page, the Gemara says, you know who was this guy? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's halacha, but you know it's halacha. You cannot ask one Rav a question and go and ask another Rav the same question. Not allowed. Not allowed. Even if you just want to find an opinion, maybe, but you cannot tell him, listen, with all the respect, another rabbi said something else. Don't say this. It's impossible. It's a sin. It's a major sin. So the Zohar tells us, as you know, the secret of our life. The Zohar says, that Hashem made us in His form. But actually, what Hashem wants, that Hashem wants to dwell inside us. As well as we have 365 veins and 248 limbs, and the mitzvot that we keep is equal to the same thing, 613. It's not that every mitzvah relates to a limb or to a vein. The mitzvah means Hashem. Because really, the word mitzvah, if you change the first letter, it's called Adbash, to Mem, into Yud. And then you change the Tzadik into Hey, because Adbash, you say Yud Kevav Ke. Zohar says, Ari says, when you keep a mitzvah, you don't keep a mitzvah. It means you keep Hashem. What does it mean? That Hashem dwells, stays inside you, on your limbs and on your veins. Zohar says, it means like this. Chas shalom, somebody doesn't feel well. Let's say something hurts him. Ari says, it doesn't hurt you. It don't hurt you because Hashem is not on that limb. If Hashem would have been on that limb, it wouldn't hurt you. Unless it's a cold, it's something else. But any other sickness, it's Hashem is not on that part of your body, either from this life, can be from last life, can be also related to somebody that has the same neshama that you have, and he did something not 100%. And Hashem left His part and your part. Because actually we have only 600,000 originals. And the rest is duplicate. So you don't know. It's not necessarily all the time that you don't feel well. Something happened to you. Has it not happened to you? Because you, so-called your colleague, or would say your clone, is on the other side of the world. He did something. He did something. It says he has it on the other side of the world. You have it here. And sometimes you can find it. Some people have the same, I wouldn't call it a sickness, but you know, some blemish. That all of a sudden, two people got on two sides of the world. It's because Hashem left. Says as well, that's what it means. Hashem watches you. It says Hashem shomrecha. Hashem tzircha liadim minecha. Hashem is like your shadow. It says, what does it mean? It means Hashem is in your system. The minute Hashalom, you don't do a mitzvah, it means Hashem vaporized. So a person in his lifetime, excuse me, has so-called to fulfill Hashem's will or Hashem's desire that Hashem should be on you. And if you don't do this, if you don't complain if you don't do the right thing. Hashem recognizes. So you're on your own. You're on it. You're on it. It means you go to a doctor. So he gives you medicine. Maybe a side effect. This is Hashem gave a permission to the doctor to heal you or to do certain things. But you know, doesn't mean that Hashem came back to that. Until you do teshuva shelema, Hashem is not back then. I mean, you can have the same hand. So you can have it like an animal. Same thing, you know. But Hashem is not there. Hashem is not there. But that's the goal in our life, this all says. And this is a secret. It says, the worst thing is, as well says, is cemetery. Cemetery is the worst thing. It says, bad elements and the impurity, the worst. And it says, Agon Mivilna, after his mother died, 17 years after his mother died, he went to a cemetery with his brother. So he told his brother, but the grave, you see, our mother is smiling downstairs. She's happy we came. But I'm not coming here no more. Not coming here. It's not so simple to go to a cemetery. Not so simple. And in time of Gemara, in the beginning, but in time of Tamigdash was the ashes of Bet Kam. The whole process is in order for Hashem to come back inside you. It's called Tahor. It really means that you're pure. That pure means that you come back to the stage before you went to a cemetery, before you touched a dead person. Otherwise, Hashem is not inside you. So it means like this. When actually the person goes into the cemetery, it's Hashem vaporized from the whole system. And that's the red cow and the mikveh do it, bring it back, calls Hashem back, because Hashem cannot stay in a place that is too much. Hashem doesn't stay. Of course, sometimes Hashem does in an emergency, but usually that's the secret. And therefore, Chachamim tell us that this is parasha that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu got allowed to not to touch that person, not to go to cemetery. He said, listen, you know how bad it is? The child under bar mitzvah should not go there. Warn him, not just teach him. Lehazir. You have to warn the child. You should warn the Kohanim to warn their child. Don't go to cemetery. What is this? What is this? Because Hashem goes out. And it's not good for the system. Even though Hashem comes back, it's not so good. It's not good for the system. And that's the secret of the blemish. That the Kohen is not out of any blemish. Of course, its simple explanation means, you know, something is wrong with the system. But this is just on the surface. The secret is, if he's missing a limb or if something is wrong with him, it means Hashem is not inside him. And he cannot serve Hashem if Hashem is not inside you. The Kohanim were chosen to be Kohanim is because Hashem is inside them. Not because they were just chosen because they didn't participate in the golden calf. Because they didn't participate in the golden calf. And they're ready to sacrifice themselves to the Kohanim and Levim. And it says, now you know Hashem is inside you. Am Yisrael so-called left HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing the golden calf. It means Hashem left them. That's the secret. And that's what the Gemara says. When we said Natzeh v'Nishma, Hashem told the Satan, don't kill any Jewish people. A simple explanation means because Natzeh v'Nishma. No, the secret is because we said Natzeh v'Nishma, Hashem went inside us. And we did the golden calf, Hashem left. The Gemara says, Hashem left. Hashem did stay, so-called, in a smaller version, but not the same energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that poured inside us. The Torah says, the Gemara tells us, Moshe went up to Shammai, he came down, and his face shone. And says, what does it mean exactly? What does it mean? What shines? Shine, it means Hashem is inside you. And you see, if Hashem is inside you, you shine. That's the secret. That's the secret of Shabbat. At Shabbat, it's also the name of Hashem. Shabbat, a person should shine more than he shines during the week. Well, is this Shabbat? What Shabbat? Shabbat means Hashem is inside you. When you accept Shabbat, it says, Ari, Hashem goes inside you. That's called Neshama Yetera. It means He goes inside you and goes outside of all your limbs. And that shows on your face that Hashem is inside you. And that's what the Torah says. The coin that has any blemish, it says, listen, he just has parts, he has some things. Listen, the places that he has, it means these some of the veins, maybe not the limbs, but some of the veins defected. What it means Hashem is not there. That's the problem. It's not the problem that he has a sickness or is missing something. It means because you miss him, because Hashem is not there. Hashem is not there. You cannot work for Hashem if Hashem is not inside you. Actually, the Torah tells us, when Moshe came and told us to make the Mishkan, so the Torah says, V'shachati betocham, the Torah says Hashem is going to dwell inside us. What do you mean? People think, you know, it means Hashem is inside. No. It means when you do the Mishkan after the golden calf be lost, so-called, to have Hashem inside us. And therefore, in giving the donation for the Mishkan, it says you can have a kapara on the golden calf and Hashem comes back inside you. And the Zohar says that the person can't do teshuva all the time. Because anything you want to have, if you don't do teshuva, it means Hashem is inside, not inside you. If Hashem is inside you, you already start with a negative situation. So it's very hard for Hashem, I wouldn't say the word hard for Hashem, but Hashem doesn't do it, to give you something if you're not qualified. Why not you're qualified? Because Hashem is not inside you. So the Chachamim used to tell a person, listen, you know, it hurts you because Hashem is not on that limb, because you didn't do that mitzvah, right? Or you didn't do it lishma or something. It means you have to do teshuvah, And that's the secret of the Gemara says, somebody is sick, should go first to the Rav and then to the doctor. I say, before you call Hatzalah, before you call a doctor, you go to the Rav. He says, what the Rav is going to do to you? Rav is going to do to do teshuvah on something that the Rav thinks that you did something wrong, and that's what he got sick. So one had to call Hatzalah, because it's a temporary thing to call Hatzalah. It's gonna happen only if you do teshuvah. Teshuvah is going to call back HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell on the body, on the system of the person. And the same thing applies, Chachamim say, with the animals that bring to Beit HaMikdash. As is, of course, animals used to be a people before. Now, if the animal has a split on a cut on the lips or anything else, it means if something is wrong with you, it means Hashem is not there. It doesn't matter. It's by mistake. It's true by mistake. I know. I know you broke your hand by mistake. I know you broke your foot by mistake. Yeah, you did it. Something else, you know, says, yeah, the next thing. Listen, at the end of the day, you're missing a limb. At the end of the day, it means Hashem is not there. You need to have 613 of Hashem inside your system. And there's no excuse for this. Listen, too bad, what can you do? So, I had an accident, so I lost it. Okay, fine, what can you do? You can't do nothing. But you may have to know, you know, you have to know the situation. And therefore, you bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a sacrifice. The Gemara says a person is bringing a sacrifice to Beit HaMikdash, usually is to put his hand on the sacrifice, says, you, my kapara. And your kapara is not your kapara. When your kapara, look, he's missing something. Hashem is not on him. I can have your kapara. And that's the secret. But in the Torah, the parasha, the Torah tells us a secret. And I said, you know, there's one guy had a fight with somebody and he cursed him with Hashem's name. And Moshe asked Hashem, what is exactly this? What do you have to do to this guy? And what do you mean? What's your question, Moshe? I tell you my question is. As well says, Leonavi told us, Pe Malchut. You know, something comes from your mouth that's as going to a cemetery. It destroys the whole system, Hashem vaporizes. As the Gemara says, a person's job in this world is to close his mouth. That's your job. What do you mean? I should close my mouth. She closed my mouth. Why? What's of course, you might say something. No. Because your mouth was created for the Divrei Torah. The Gemara says, Dibar Tabam, Hashem gave you a mouth to speak in the Divrei Torah. Below Dvarim Betelim, just nonsense. To talk nonsense, you ruin so-called the purpose of your mouth. Hashem vaporized. But that's not vaporized from your mouth, from the whole system. I says, how do you know? So you see this person. This person, he cursed his friend with Hashem's name. Moshe says, I don't know what to do with him, you know? What do you mean, you don't know? I don't know what the situation is with him. What's the problem? What did he do, actually? What he did, actually, is he sent Hashem out of his system. He chased Hashem out. And Hashem said, you know what? For this, you stone the guy. Okay. And Hashem continues, I want to tell you something. What happened with blemish? I didn't ask anything about blemish. What happened if somebody hurt his friend? And now, you know, he cut his friend's hand. And now his friend doesn't have a hand. So, what it has to do with anything? It's the same concept. Now, it's by mistake. I understand it by mistake. But Larry says, it's no mistake. Your friend did it to you because you deserved it. And this person was chosen to do it for you, to do it to you because he is in Shamayim, the opposite of Tzadik. Somebody does a good thing to you and you're very happy with him, it means, you know, this guy's a Tzadik, he did it to him. Somebody Hashem does something bad to you, the Gemara says, you know, you're not good and he is not good. The Gemara tells a story. If somebody killed by mistake and there's no witnesses and he walks around and says, don't worry about it. Hashem will fix him up. Your hand was cut by somebody, by mistake. And next thing, by mistake, you deserve it. You deserve it. And this guy, he is the executor because in Shamayim is not holy man. And you can get punished later, don't worry. He did it to you by mistake, somebody else will do it to him by mistake. And he says, what does it mean exactly? What's the problem exactly? The problem is that he broke one of your limbs. He says, what is a mistake? The man says, let me tell you something. The mistake doesn't help over here. He says, the problem is that Hashem is not there. He's missing a finger. It means Hashem is missing from the system. Part of Hashem is missing from the system. He can't do nothing. And as Hashem said, after this episode, Hashem said, listen, if you do it to an animal, you have to pay for an animal. If you kill an animal, what do you mean to tell me? He says, see, this animal used to be a person, and you did a blemish to the animal, you have to pay for the blemish. If you kill the animal, you have to pay for the animal. So what does it mean? It means, it's not Hashem, but it means the correction, the kapara, that the animal became an animal, doesn't have it now. So the Chachamim say, you should know the secret of Shum Bar Yochai. The Chachamim try, and they say this is two Rabbi Shum Bar Yochai. He's one Rabbi Shum Bar Yochai before he went to the cave, one after he went to the cave. It's amazing in the Gemara. I wouldn't say the most of the Gemara, but for example, in Masechet Shabbat, there's a lot of Rabbi Shimon. Most of the time, Rabbi Shimon in the Shas, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The halacha is not like him. Very strange thing. Very strange. Rabbi Yehuda, halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Very strange. Very strange. On the other hand, a few times the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Shimon says something, and it's worth it, the Gemara says, worthy to rely on Rabbi Shimon. Even though the Gemara says, well, it's not exactly the way Rabbi Shimon is, but what do you mean? Is he or isn't he? We said this, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, some people try to suggest. It's not mine. Rabbi Shimon Yochai before the cave and after the cave. What happened before the cave? That's why Rabbi Shimon wrote this Gemara, this story in Shabbat. What happened? Rabbi Shimon had to run. Why he had to run? What did he do? What did he do? Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi tells us. First of all, there's a meeting talking about the Romans. Why did you have to say that whatever they do is for their own good? They make bridges, they want to take tolls, they make a market because they want to do something else. Why did you say it? Why did you talk about this? Why are you saying? It's a sin to talk about these things. It's a sin. If you want to praise them for something, because, you know, the Gemara says, because you praise them because they do it something, so maybe there's a reason for that. But to criticize, the Gemara says it's a sin. Every time you criticize, you do a sin. But the Baal Tabam Hashem said, just talk the Brit Torah, don't talk things that's not necessary. Why are you chatting? The Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a sin. And then he went to Bet Knesset, to Bet Midrash, and he sat with his son, Elazar, and he tells him about his wife, about the mother. He says, listen, ladies are light-headed. What are you saying like this? Why do you say it? You can say nice words. Listen, the Romans might come and find us in the shul here. Let's run away. What do you have to say about your wife? But this is a continuation of what happened before, as the Gemara says before. Rav Shlomo Bechai went to one Chacham and asked him, Arvit is optional, Arvit is mandatory, and then he went to the president of Am Yisrael, and he created a machlok between them, and was a whole commotion, a whole machlok in Am Yisrael, and then they impeached the president, and then they hired somebody else, and then they told the other guy, you can't come every Shabbat. And then they brought the guy back and said, what is it all about? Why do you do it? Why do you tell the guy that this rabbi told me the opposite, and this guy is the president? And this Rabbi Yeshua was something on his level. And that's Rabbi Shlomo wrote to me, to Talmid, Rabbi Shlomo, you know who is the guy that created the whole story? Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai. At least he went to the cave. Now you go, Hashem is going to give you food. He's going to give you the drink, perfect. But let me tell you something. Hashem is not going to give you clothing because you need a kapara. Well, kapara for saying things is like this and this parasha. If somebody says from his mouth something bad, he has to stone him. Okay, I'm not going to stone you, Rabbi Shlomo Bar. You go every day into the ground. To cover yourself like a dead person up to your neck, and then you pray to Hashem. You come up and you get dressed. And he says, "I'm not going to make you the clothing. I'm going to make you miracles, but I'm not going to give you the clothing because this is your kapara. For 12 years, you have to be buried like a dead person in the ground because so called you want Hashem to come back. Because what Rabbi Shimon Yochai did is not that he said things. The minute you do such a thing, Hashem vaporizes from your limbs. And says you become empty." After Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai came from out of the cave, the Zohar says Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai said, "I felt Hashem went inside me." The explanation means, you have a feeling of a spiritual feeling. No, it means like this: after what I did, this tikkun, that Hashem went back on my limbs. And this was the biggest thing. And let's say I can't say this, but that's what the Gemara says. As well, Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai, a few times said, Baal Tshuva is the greatest, it's greatest, it's greatest. He says, this is a major, major kapara, a major light that Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai brought to this world. And then he came to a statement, first thing in the Gemara, he says, I can undo all the decrees, everything. What happened? Where did he get that? What happened? Gemara says, when he was in the cave for 12 years under the ground, it says, now I can do everything. Because it means now, he said, Hashem is inside me. So that's it. The whole Lag Baomer, we don't know what happened in Lag Baomer. People don't know what happened. But you know, it's the holiday of Rav Shlomo Bar Yochai. Rav Shlomo Bar Yochai came to Ari in his dream. He told him, Lag Baomer is my holiday. So what's really the holiday? This means is Hashem came back. It's a major thing. It says, this guy in the Al Parashah, they stoned him. After he did something, not teshuva for him. I get no teshuva. I said, sorry, I said, a curse with Hashem's name. It's not teshuva. He said, not teshuva, says Hashem. I said, not teshuva. He only said with his mouth, not teshuva. He says, because Hashem vaporized for him. Rabbi Shlomo Bar Yochai didn't curse Hashem, but he said things that, according to his level, he should not have said it. I said, but it means Hashem vaporized. Now, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is back. Now Hashem is back. I said, it's the biggest holiday. That Hashem is back into somebody. So called, if we may say, miss some part of the energy of the Shekhinah on him. And says, so somebody comes to Rav Shlomo Bar Yochai, he goes to Miron, light a candle, do something. He says, what's the Simcha? What is this Simcha? I says, the Simcha. I says, the Mishnah, I'll tell you what it is. After the screen, the Kohanim. And I say, Baruch Hashem, you're okay. You can walk in the Tamidash. It's not because he has roots. Because if the roots that a person has, it means Hashem is inside him. If somebody does not have the right roots, it means Hashem is not inside. So the coin is not allowed to marry certain ladies. So what does it mean? It means the children of the descendants will not have the energy of Hashem, will not dwell inside his body. Of course, the whole idea is to have Hashem inside us. Therefore, the Mishnah says that if you have to screen somebody and he has no blemish, and Baruch Hashem, his roots are good, he used to make a holiday. He didn't make a holiday, not just because he can walk in the Midrash, because he knows Hashem is inside him. Because if Hashem would not be inside him, it wouldn't clear it. So the clearance is because Hashem is inside us. That's the Tefillah, Zohar says. Ours is a person should pray all the time. He wants to have Hashem inside it. If the person has to watch his body, his limbs. Nachman used to say is even doesn't want to scratch himself. He needs to scratch himself in his hand. I'm not doing it. And the Chazon Ish said, you know, our hand is the most important thing. The 10 fingers, that side, Chazon Ish said, only that side, not this side. But that side, you're allowed to touch Yeshua. But this side, no. But the palm, yeah. The palm doesn't have. The main thing is just the finger, Chazon Ish said. And I says, that's the connection to have Hashem inside us. That's the Kohanim Bracha. We have to give the Bracha. It's because Hashem stays inside. Person to know that Hashem is inside, he has to watch. He has to watch that Hashem is inside. Amen.